Will you finish this sentence for me, please? I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
Okay. And I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
Okay. And will you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you what coming with us? I thought you.
Did you say fault?
No, I'm sorry.
I thought you were coming with us.
And we what going to town?
We were going to town.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there, what, a lot.
Many things I do.
And if I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, the roses? What color?
Are the roses.
And you might answer, the roses, what, yellow?
The roses are yellow.
And if I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
have not.
Okay.
Or I haven't.
Okay. And if I asked you, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it
isn't.
Well, now what about if we were talking about yesterday, and I said, was it a nice day?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, if it wasn't, though.
It wasn't.
Okay. if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he what do that?
He should not do that.
Okay. And what's the contraction of that word?
He shouldn't do that.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, what?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression might can or might could? I might can do something or might can do something?
I might can. I'm not so sure about that.
All right. Okay, so if you were going to say might, then you'd probably just say might, I might do it?
My can doesn't sound right.
Okay. Now, let's see. Will you finish this sentence for me, please? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. What fell down?
I almost fell down.
Now, in this next section, there's just going to be one word that I'll try to get you to say. So if I keep after you, you know, don't be too surprised. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
If somebody moved in across the street, across the road, I guess, in 1960, you'd say, he has lived here ever, what, 1960? Ever. I'll go over that again. If somebody moved in across the road in 1960, you'd say, he has lived here ever, what?
Since. Okay. Ever since 1960.
A greeting on December the 25th is?
Merry Christmas. Christmas greetings.
Okay. A weenie in a roll is called a
hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
After a man caught cold, he became very
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and paper and
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a
ride.
A cowboy rides on a
pony horse.
Okay. The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is
soot.
Milk comes from a
cow.
Unpackaged material is material that's bought loose, or you can say it's material that's bought in
book.
Okay. Your parents are your what and your what?
Father, mother.
Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are?
Birds, fowls.
Okay. Birds. And what color is this paper?
White.
Let's see. What's a female child called? A little?
Girl.
And a male child is a little?
Boy.
A wagon has 4?
Wheels.
Before he went fishing, he dug some what for bed?
Worms.
Okay. The opposite of rich is?
Poor.
She kept her coins in a small change
purse.
A female goat is called a female goat.